You know, somebody once asked St. Therese, if you were to commit a really bad sin, what would you do? She said, I'd go straight to God the Father. Where else could I go? Now, that insight is really at the basis of this psalm. David knew the affection of God, and he knew he had sinned gravely, murder and adultery. And so he went to God. Now, the cultural image for this is what's called a reeve in Hebrew. It's a lawsuit, and it's a debate often, sometimes with a judge to decide which one is right. And then it's Sedekalacha, the right is on your side. Do you remember earlier in this series of readings from the book of Samuel, we had the time that Saul went out to kill David, and David didn't kill Saul when he could have. And Saul says to David, Sedekalacha beni David, righteousness is on your side. You could have killed me and you didn't. So this is a plea in the context of this reeve sort of thing. And we'll have to watch the time. Every word here, because this is one of the gems of the scriptures. This, you want to learn how to repent, just read this till the Holy Spirit shows you. But remember, this is David. He's just committed murder and adultery. And Nathan comes and says, let me tell you about this guy. He had a whole flocks of sheep and one, you know, and David grabs his sword and says, that man shall die. And Nathan says, that man is you. And so then he went and wept for his sin, as he should. And so this is this. Now, it's always been attributed to that moment. Whether, we don't know. But anyway. Hanani Elohim k'hasdecha. Right away. Hana, you hear it? Be gracious to me. God k'hasdecha. Do you hear hesed in there? According to your hesed. You know, I throw myself on your enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. Hesed. Be gracious to me, O God, in keeping with your chesed. Karov rachameicha machei pishai. And in keeping with the abundance, you see, of your mercy. Your, here this time it's rachameicha, your rechem, your. The popular etymology, it may still be right, is that this word for mercy, tenderness, compassion, affection, comes from the word rechem, which is the word for womb. And so God loves us with the affection of a mother for her child who has come out of her own womb. That's his rechem, or his rachum, actually. When we have that... You remember when Moses says, let me see you. And the Lord says, you can't. If you see me, you'll die. But I will come by and I will pronounce my name. And so then Moses is standing there in the cave at the entrance and God passes by. And God says, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vachanun. These two words, you see. This is who God is. That's what I mean about Therese. She saw that. You see? So now, he's going to acknowledge how wrong he is. Greatly wash me from my avon, my sin, which is the word for twist, and from my sin, wash me, purify me. And that's another word, hatta, which means to wander off, to miss the mark. That sort of a notion, you see. Because, and now we come to the line. Because, b'sh'ayani yeda, I acknowledge my rebellion. And my sin, I acknowledge forever. I acknowledge, you see. Okay. Ani eda. Lakha rabatcha chatati. Against you, you alone have I sinned. I sinned against Sariah, I sinned against his wife, but it's against you. You told us how to live. Bahara ve'anecha hasiti. And I've done evil in your sight. It's very interesting that's there. When Joab sends back the report that there was a bunch of the officers that were placed and they died, and Uriah died among them. Just a military report. But between David and Joab, this is a code. I did your job. He's dead. David writes back another official sort of letter, you know. And it says in there, we would say, don't take this too hard, you know, which is a bunch of baloney. But he says in Hebrew, let not this be ra vahineka. Let this not be evil, bad in your eyes. You know, when the whole situation is over, the last line is, and this was evil in God's eyes. So, you see, David was going to absolve himself. And you can't do it. Now, he's picked up and made anyways. Remember, he prayed and prayed for the life of that child. Because he knew he'd been a murderer and an adulterer. One of the things about the Jewish people, they never try to glorify their leaders. They tell it like it is. Abraham lied about his wife. David did this, you see? Why? Because God is the God. He's El Rachum Vachanun. You see? So now we have, this is about as far as we can go today. Lecha levadcha hatati. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. And this was evil in God's eyes, you see? And what is evil in your sight, I have done. This is a reeve, remember? So David says, I am guilty. And I say this so that you will be proven right in your words and righteous in your judgment. Whatever you judge, you're right. Do you see the... Now that's repentance. You see? That's repentance. I have sinned. Period. And I acknowledge it. And I acknowledge to the world that you are, righteous in your judgment. You see? And upright in your sentence. That's repentance. You're not all, Lord, have mercy on me. My mother was hard on me. And I said, you know, no. I sinned. But we can talk like that because we know the affection of the Father. Why make a game out of this? We're talking to God, who knows everything anyway, but who has this love for us, this affection for us. And so he wept.